So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses the procedure of Shvuas HaDayanan. Shvuas HaDayanan af hi b'shoinen emra. The Shvua can be made in any language that the Nitva understands, and Lashon HaKodesh is not required. However, Bezin would first advise him of the severity of a full Shvua as follows. Haviyadeya, shekol ha'olam kulo nizdazeya b'shosha omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai le'sisa Hashem l'kecha l'ashav. The entire world shuddered when Hashem declared the love of swearing falsely. Regarding all other averis, the pasuk states v'nake, that tshuva alone can atone for the aver without punishment. While regarding shvua sheker, the pasuk states lo yanake, tshuva alone cannot atone for the aver, only with punishment. Regarding all other averis, only the transgressor gets punished. While regarding shvua sheker, the transgressor and his entire family gets punished. And regarding Shvua Sheker, the transgressor and the entire world gets punished. The Gemara, however, brings proof that even regarding other Averis, Nefron Memeno Umeshpachtoi, the transgressor and his family get punished. Therefore, the Gemara explains the distinctions as follows. Regarding Shah Averis, Hu Bedine, the transgressor gets the most severe punishment, Virsham de Mishpacha Bedin Chamer, the Risham and his family get a lesser but severe punishment. Risham de Yalma Bedin Akal, and all of the other Risham get a light punishment. Tzadik de Hacha v'Hachim Petiri, while all the tzadikim of his family and all the others do not get any punishment. However, regarding Shvua Sheker, Hu v'Risham de Mishpacha Kidine, the transgressor and the Risham and his family get the most severe punishment. V'Risham de Yalma Bedin Chamer, all the other Risham get a lesser but severe punishment. Tzadik de Hacha v'Hacha Bedin Akal, while all the tzadikim of his family and all others get a light punishment. Regarding all other averis, if the transgressor has merits, the punishment is postponed until after two or three generations, while regarding Shvua Sheker, the punishment is delivered immediately. The braisa continues, Amar eini nishba, patronize miyad. If after hearing all this, the nitva decides not to swear and would rather pay, Bezdin makes him pay immediately so that he should not retract and make a shvua. But if the Nitva decides to swear, those assembled tell each other to leave the area of these wicked people. And it's pluralized because the Teveya is also considered Rasha, even though he did not make the Shvu, because the Pasuk states, the Shvu is attributed to both, to the one who made the Shvu and to the one who demanded the Shvu. When Bezin administers the Shvu, they tell the Nitva of Yedea, Shalal Daitcha on the Mashbein Oyscha, El Adas HaMakam Adas Bezin. The Shvu is not based on your understanding, but rather on the understanding of Hashem and of Bezin. This is done Mishum Kanya Derava to avoid a situation like where the borrower brought a hollowed out walking stick with the money inside, and before swearing, he asked the lender to hold the stick for the moment in order to be able to hold the Sefer Torah. This way, when he swore that he returned the money, Kushtish Tabea, he was theoretically telling the truth, although it was deceptive. And also, Shekim Mitzin de Bemeish Rabbeinu, Kishesh Bias Yisrael Amalahan, Du'u, Shaloyal Daitchem Ani Mashbiaschem, Eladas Hamokam Val Daiti. When Moshe Rabbeinu had the Bnei Yisrael make a Shavu to keep the Torah, he informed them that their Shavu is based on his and Hashem's understanding. The Gemara now returns to the beginning of the Mishnah. Shavuas HaDayanan HaTayna Shtei Kesef, Vaida B'Shav HaPruta. Regarding the Shavu of a Moedim Mikzis, one who admits the part of a monetary claim, the minimum amount of the Teveya's claim must be 2 Ma'a Kesef, and the minimum amount of the Nitva's admission must be 1 Pruta. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding the minimum amounts. Rav says, kfir is taina shtei kesef. The kfir alone, the denial, must be at least 2 ma'a kesef. Therefore, the taina must be at least 2 kesef and 1 pruta to include 2 kesef for the kfir and 1 pruta for the idah. While Shmuel says, taina atzma shtei kesef, afile kofir eleba pruta v'loi hoide eleba pruta chayef. The kfir can be even 1 pruta. Therefore, the entire taina can be 2 kesef. And this includes 1 pruta for the kfir and 1 pruta for the idah. The Gemara explains that the Machlekes is based on the pasuk that refers to Maidim Mikzis. Kiid nishal re'eyu kesef ha'kelim lishmar. Rav holds that the pluralized word kelim refers to the taina and teaches that the taina must consist of at least 2 items, and the superfluous word kesef refers to the kfira and teaches that the kfira must be at least 2 kesef. While Shmuel holds that both kelim and kesef refer only to the taina, and both are needed to teach the following. The Hekesh from kelim to kesef teaches ma kelim shnayim af kesef shnayim. Just like kelim are 2 items, so 2 kesef refers to 2 kesef. And the Hekesh from Kesef to Kelim teaches, Ma Kesef Davachashev, I've called Davachashev. Just like 2 Kesef are significant, so too all other items must be significant. And regarding this, the Pasuk continues, Ki Huzeh, if the Nitva admitted to a part of this Taina of 2 Kesef, he is liable for Shvuas Maidu Mikzis, even though the remainder of the Taina, the Kfira, was for less than 2 Kesef. The Gemara proceeds to apply this Machloikis to several cases in our Mishnah. According to Rav, the coins mentioned in the Mishnah refer to a claim for Shava, the value of the item, but not the actual item. While according to Shmuel, the coins refer to a claim for dafka, the actual item. The Mishnah rules in the first case, shtei kesef li biyadcha, ein loch biyadi al pruta, pater. If the Teveh claimed two kesef, and the Nitva admitted to one pruta, he is pater from a shvua. However, shtei kesef u pruta li biyadcha, ein loch biyadi al pruta, chayef. If the Teveh claimed two kesef and one pruta, and the Nitva admitted to one pruta, he is chayef in the shvua. According to Rav, the claim was for shava, its value, and therefore both the kesef and pruta are considered min echad, the same item, because they both have value. Therefore, in the Reisha, shtei kesef li biyadcha ein loch biyadi al pruta, pater, because since the entire taina was only for two kesef, and the haidah was for a pruta, the kfri was obviously less than two kesef. While in the Sefer, shtei kesef a pruta li biyadcha ein loch biyadi al pruta chayev, because since the taina was for more than two kesef, and the haidah was for a pruta, the kfri alone was two kesef. While according to Shmuel, the claim was for dafka, the actual item. And therefore the kesef and pruta are considered different meaning because the shtei kesef is made from kesef, silver, while the pruta is made from the cheshes, copper. Therefore, in the reisha, shtei kesef li biyadcha ein lecha biyadi ala pruta pater, because masha tanu loy haidu loy masha haidu loy loy tanu. Where the claim is for one thing, kesef, and he admits to another thing, the cheshes, it's not considered moedim mitzvah. While in the sefer, shtei kesef pruta li biyadcha ein lecha biyadi ala pruta chayev, because Shmuel holds tanu chit misa'irim v'haidu le ba'achad men chayev. Where the claim is for two different things, kesef and pruta, and he admits to one of the two, pruta, it is considered moed mikzas ataina because he admitted to part of the claim. The Mishnah continues, litra zav yesh li biyadcha, en lecha biyadi ela litra kesef, pater. If the teveh claimed a litra weight of gold, and the nitva admitted to a litra weight of silver, he's pater from a shvur. According to both Rav and Shmuel, this claim was for dafka because the tanui mishkel, the claim was for the weight of the actual item, and therefore he is pater because masha tanu lahoydeloy u masha hoydeloy loy tanu. However, in the following case, dinu zav yesh li biyadcha, en lecha biyadi al dinu kesef betrisis, upunyas upruta chayev, shakol min matbeya achas. If the teveh claimed the dinu zav coin, and the nitva admitted to a cheaper coin, he is chayev to make a shvua because all coins are considered the same item. Now, it depends. According to Rav, that all the cases refer to shava, the value of the coin, he is chayev because shakol min matbeya achas. All the coins have value. According to Shmuel, that all the cases refer to dafka, we must say that b'shetanu b'dinur matbois, the claim was for a dinner's worth of minted coins, regardless of their material, and is chayev because shakol min matbeya achas, all the coins are minted.